is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, July 14th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, BRICS. Three more BRICS in the wall, if you will, as Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Egypt plan to apply for membership to the Economic Alliance. Their potential membership bids could be discussed and settled at next year's summit in South Africa. This is according to the president of the organization, Purnima Anand, who spoke to reporters on Thursday. The BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, already account for more than 40% of the world's population and about a quarter of global GDP. Obviously, Saudi Arabia and the wealth of that nation would contribute a great deal to the GDP of the BRICS nations. The news of their applications, the Saudis, the Turks, and the Egyptians, coming just after Iran and Argentina applied for membership as well. Now, again, the wealth of the Saudis is interesting because of their oil reserves, and the timing very interesting, coming as it does as President Biden is preparing to meet in Saudi Arabia with the Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Please, sir, may we have some more oil. But the more interesting story here, I think, is Turkey, because Turkey is a member of NATO, and NATO has aligned itself against BRICS because of Russia's war with Ukraine. So the question is, how does Turkey balance its military responsibilities as a member of NATO with its economic interests, depending as it does on Russia for energy, fertilizer, and grain? The answer is, I don't think they do, which could lead to a couple of scenarios. One being Turkey leaves NATO, which changes the geopolitical calculus in Europe overnight. Russia no longer surrounded on three sides by unfriendly nations. The NATO nations instead finding themselves pinned against the Atlantic Ocean. Or the European Union suddenly remembering that Turkey applied for membership in the EU 23 years ago. Oh, we just found the forms. It was hidden in a desk drawer in Brussels. We didn't know. We'll just sign this right now, shall we? Things are getting interesting. Topic number 4, President Biden off script. So he stopped in Israel on his way to Saudi Arabia. Israel and the Saudis now sort of under-the-counter allies. But President Biden once again going off script as he blew a big hole in the White House plan to avoid a politically embarrassing public handshake with Prince Mohammed bin Salman. You might remember that President Biden promised during the campaign to treat Saudi Arabia as a pariah state for its role in the assassination of Jamal Khashoggi. Typically described as a journalist, but it's not a secret that he was actually working for Qatari intelligence. Qatar and the Saudis not on friendly terms at the moment. Anyway, given the criticism and the trip's inconsistency with his own campaign promise, the White House had come up with a clever plan, a cunning plan to avoid having to shake hands with Mohammed bin Salman. They said, because of the continued spread of the Omicron variant of COVID-19, President Biden won't shake hands with anybody on this trip. And so when he got off the plane in Tel Aviv, he fist-bumped with Prime Minister Yair Lapid, with Naftali Bennett. And then he was caught on camera with a great big extended handshake with former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whose media team trolled President Biden by tweeting it out and repeating the handshake in slow motion and zooming in on the handshake. You see it right there. That's Netanyahu's hand that the president is gripping. And then at the Western Wall, continuing to shake hands with everyone in sight. So now that plan is out the window, they don't have an excuse for him not to shake hands with Mohammed bin Salman without it being considered a political snub. Meanwhile, MBS and Vladimir Putin reacting. Not really. This is an older photo, but again, it's probably appropriate. Topic number 3, Sri Lanka. You know that the government there has fallen. Protesters breached the official residences both of the prime minister and president there, who fled to undisclosed locations. We're told the president now fled to the Maldives on Wednesday out of fear for their lives. The reason is that the nation is bankrupt. Its worst financial crisis in decades. Sri Lanka is the island nation off the southern tip of India. Millions of people there struggling to buy food, medicine, and fuel. Energy shortages and inflation, major factors behind the crisis. Inflation in June in Sri Lanka, over 50%. food prices rising by 80%. 500,000 people fell into poverty over the last year. But the underlying reason for all of this, green energy policies, ESG, which refers to investments made to follow higher standards of environmental, social, and governance criteria. Major investment firms like BlackRock really investing heavily in ESG and moving investments toward policies that follow these green strategies. Well, Sri Lanka has a near-perfect ESG scores for investors, scoring a 98 out of 100. That's higher than Sweden, which is at a 96. The United States ESG score is 51. So Sri Lanka, nearly perfect as far as environmentalists are concerned, and especially those investing based on these environmental strategies. However, to get there, the president, former president of Sri Lanka, banned chemical fertilizers last April, and this has resulted in a shocking decline in crop yields, especially in the tea crop, which generated a lot of foreign revenue for Sri Lanka. $1.3 billion in exports annually. Tea exports paid for 71% of the nation's food imports before 2021. Then tea exports and production and exports crashed 18% between last November and this February, the lowest level in 23 years. The government's ban on fertilizer, thus destroying the ability of Sri Lankans to pay for food, fuel, and to service its debt. And the crisis has only accelerated from that point forward. In May, Sri Lanka met or failed to pay back a $77 million foreign debt repayment, which in the grand scheme of things, it seems like a small amount, but that made it more difficult for Sri Lanka to obtain loans, borrow money, and so it's devalued its currency. Inflation rose 30%. The government ran out of the cash it needed to buy to import fuel, food, and medicines. Foolish is the correct word here. And as a result, you've got people storming government buildings because the government tried to please Western elites, insisting on investments that meet these green dreams. This is what our future looks like if we pursue these policies. Being wise, environmentally conscious, is a good thing, but a sudden and radical transformation to green energy. Topic number two, organ harvesting from slaves. In the UK, but this is not being widely reported because the alleged perpetrators are Nigerian. Prominent Nigerian senator and his wife are accused of planning to harvest a man's kidney. They were arraigned at the Old Bailey this week. Ike Ekweremadu and his wife, Nwaneke Ekweremadu, alleged to have transported a 21-year-old man from Nigeria to London, planning to have his kidney removed to give to their daughter. The Ekweremadus will appear at the Old Bailey next on the 4th of August. The alleged victim is said to refuse to consent to the procedure after undergoing tests at the Royal Free Hospital in Hampstead. It's alleged that the Ekweremadus treated this man as a slave before he escaped and went to a police station in Surrey. The couple arrested at Heathrow Airport on June 21st after arriving on a flight from Turkey. It's an uncomfortable secret, but while slavery for sex trafficking is known in the Northern Hemisphere, actual slavery is still a thing in Africa. And in this case, trying to harvest a slave's kidneys for a daughter. Coming up, is your credit card potentially the mark of the beast? That's ahead on 5 and 10.
Have erroneous Bible translations hijacked the women's empowerment movement started by Jesus Christ? Skywatch TV is proud to present The Handmaiden's Conspiracy Collection. When you order Reverend Donna Howell's groundbreaking book, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, and Ali Henson and Reverend Donna Howell's book, Dark Covenant, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Dark Covenant Companion DVD, packed with mind-blowing information on the Western Church undergoing a dark transformation into a cult. In the amazing book, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, Reverend Donna Howell uncovers the cultural and historic backdrop behind Paul's words in the New Testament that correct the record on some of the most misinterpreted scriptures in modern history in relation to women, their leadership role in the church, and helps you understand properly what Paul was responding to when the epistles were written. In The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, you will follow the cultural and historic backdrop behind Paul's words in 1 Corinthians and 1 Timothy, the trouble verses in relation to the issue of women's leadership in the church. Discover what the original Greek nouns and adjectives meant in Paul's greeting orders, and meet the unsung heroines that Paul addressed as his co-workers in ministry, such as Phoebe, Priscilla, Junia, and several others. Reflect upon the women Jesus knew, both from Scripture as well as in person, and the groundbreaking permanent changes he made regarding their rights, their value, and their role in delivering his message to the world. Also included in this special offer, Allie Henson and Reverend Donna Howell's shocking written expose, Dark Covenant, which details how the masses are being groomed to embrace the unthinkable, while leaders of organized religion make a deal with the devil. In this jaw-dropping book, you will learn how the church is being groomed to embrace the unthinkable in preparation for the enforcement of the mark of the beast, how the true body of Christ is being slowly positioned to be considered a public enemy, with the Bible labeled as hate speech and possibly soon prohibited, how much of Western Christianity has actually become a cult, and what the true body of Christ can do to survive the modern assault on Christianity. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive the Dark Covenant Companion DVD. Join Reverend Donna Howell, Allie Henson, and the Skywatch TV investigative team for this original four-part series on DVD. This eye-opening expose is an essential teaching tool that is already sending shockwaves through the Western religious establishment and is certain to help ready the true remnant of God with the tools needed to navigate the coming days of persecution. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Find out what Jesus truly thought of women's roles in the church and become equipped with knowledge and power to push back the powers of deception. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Handmaiden's Conspiracy Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today is the Antichrist in your wallet, or actually in the back of your hand. A new company called Walletmore, that's W-A-L-L-E-T-M-O-R, Walletmore, this is a screenshot, by the way, from their website, their U.S. website, claims to be the first company in the world that will sell contactless bank card chips that can be implanted. The procedure is simple, a little bloody, but it leaves you with a stitch just below your wrist. Once the chip is in, they say, users no longer have to bother with debit or credit cards. You just wave your hand over a contactless reader, and there you go. You're good to go. Seems like this is moving rather rapidly, and maybe a little too rapidly. The Daily Mail in the UK, doing some actual journalism, found that Walletmore has apparently misled its customers. It was repurposing chips from a third-party supplier called Much Better, which is associated with MasterCard, apparently without MasterCard's knowledge. Once they were alerted to Walletmore's action, both companies, Walletmore and Much Better, pulled the plug, citing health and safety issues. So overnight, customers who'd already gotten the chip implanted were left with their accounts shut down and a useless chip in their hands. Well, only option at this point to have it removed, that is, but Walletmore insisting they're going to find a way to reprogram the chips. Just a little glimpse at what may lie in humanity's future with the mark in the hand or the forehead, without which one cannot buy and sell. Yeah, it's dystopian, but this stuff is not just science fiction anymore. Well, this is why we do what we do at Skywatch TV, making you aware of these things, and our new division, Skywatch Films, giving you longer form content in the form of documentaries. Josh Peck, heading up Skywatch Films right now, will tell you about, we've been telling you about his documentary Ragnarok over the last few weeks, but you can access his the five previous films from Skywatch TV, including a couple by Josh Peck, at skywatchfilms.com. You get instant access. You can stream them in full HD, which is better quality than you get on a DVD. And you can do it for as little as $3. Stream the documentaries from Skywatch Films for as little as $3. That includes his UFO documentary, The Great Delusion, The Secret Destiny of America, Tom Horn's look at the prophetic significance of the occult symbolism in Washington, D.C., and Josh's award-winning film, Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking. You find more information and instant access at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. During the month of July, basically now 75 years into the Roswell era, it was 75 years ago in July that the modern UFO phenomenon became widely known with the crash of something in Roswell. The sighting a couple of weeks before that by Kenneth Arnold out in the Pacific Northwest of things that moved like saucers skipping across the water. Which is where we get the term flying saucers. And so, for your gift of any amount during the month of July, the book that Josh Peck and I co-authored, The Day the Earth Stands Still, which exposes the occult underpinnings of the modern UFO phenomenon. We trace it all the way back to the ancient philosophers of Greece. In more recent times, the occult teachings of Madame Helena Blavatsky and Aleister Crowley, all the way up to Eric von Daniken and Zechariah Sitchin. Connected. Find out more and donate now online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or call us toll-free 844-750-4985. Again, you set the price for any amount. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, we'll send you a copy of our book, The Day the Earth Stands Still. Sharon and I, looking forward to getting back to Israel, had a wonderful conversation with Mondo Gonzalez of Prophecy Watchers yesterday. Josh and I were out there to talk about his latest film, Ragnarok, yesterday. And Mondo is a trained archaeologist, so we're talking about some of the newer discoveries in Israel and looking forward to showing you what we've been studying here over the last 3 years, because it's been 3 years since we've been able to get back over there. So March of 2023, and in fact, Prophecy Watchers tour will be there just about the same time as the Skywatch TV tour. So maybe we'll cross paths at some point in the Holy Land. Find out more. The itinerary is posted online, and there's a place there, of course, to reserve your spot on the tour, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. As we learn more about ancient Greek and the culture that surrounded ancient Israel, during the first century AD, the writings of the Apostle Paul become more clear to us. Donna Howell shows how we have misunderstood some of Paul's writings. The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, her book, and that's the topic this week with Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team. Don't miss these broadcasts. This will make you think. SkywatchTV.com/channels for the list of where you can see the over-the-air broadcast. But by adding the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, which is free, you can watch the program right now and get all of our video content. You can also do that through our free mobile app, the Skywatch TV app, available for iOS and Android devices, Amazon Kindle Fire, phones and tablets as well, and not only get you all of our video content, important news updated 3 times a week, and a calendar of our upcoming events as well. App available for all those platforms. We've got links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching. As we keep watch, I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.